You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Welcome back, Zach. How'd that feel?
It's good to be back. You know, rusty for sure, frustrating. You know, the emotions up and down. But I thought the guys battled. We kept fighting, you know, hit the reset button after every single play, and we were able to pull through. You know, I was proud about how everyone just kept going to the very end.
You look more comfortable in the second half than the first half, at least to us. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, for sure. And I got to be able just to move on from the beginning. You know, things didn't start well from the beginning. And so, you know, oh, well, move on and on to the next play.
You know, one play that jumped out to me, you tell me if I'm seeing it right. The little turnaround hit to Berrios where he took off and made the big play for you. It looked like you had five blocking and they had six coming. And so that's on the quarterback, right? Like, you know, there's going to be a free runner. That sophisticated NFL quarterback play to know where you want to go on that play. Am I reading that right? I mean, take me through that play and how important that one was for you and your offense.
Yeah, it was cool. We actually we called a play that had just a lot of options, and these guys didn't show any cover zero, but you know, on tape. But then we come out and they gave it to us twice tonight, I believe. And you know, on that one, I knew everyone was walked up. I knew what I was getting, and really it was just where's my easiest completion to get out and let those guys go make a play. So Brax did a great job on his route. Turning inside, getting it to him, and then he did the rest by himself.
Sound like a fun locker room to be in just now. What does a win on the road especially mean for you and this team?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, winning in the NFL is tough always, and so you got to appreciate it, but you also got to go learn from it, and we just got to keep getting better.
Congrats. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that is Zach Wilson. Guys, back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
How does it feel to get the win?
Yeah, really good. You know, really good, especially just because, you know, I wasn't happy with how, you know, I performed, just the ups and downs of it all. You know, I got to just keep going, and, you know, it's all part of the process. You know, we're going to keep getting better, but it feels really good to go home having a win. You know, ultimately that's the goal, is to win the game. And so, you know, I'm really happy we were able to pull it out. I thought the guys battled. The defense played awesome. You know, held them to not doing much on offense. You know, I thought they did an awesome job. And then, you know, I thought the guys up front battled and all the way to the very end. So it's awesome to be able to learn from a win.
How much of your ups and downs today do you attribute to being out for the month versus, you know, just having an up and down day?
Yeah, I don't blame anything on that. You know, I expect myself to, no matter, I mean, you could say the same thing, you know, hey, you had the whole offseason. It was the first game of the year. You know, there's no excuses. You know, you got to be able to come out and play well. I've had this whole time to watch and learn from everybody else. And, you know, I thought I had my best week of practice. And so now I just got to put it to the field and just, you know, get better and understand this part of the process and just have that chip on my shoulder.
Zach, there were a couple plays today early on those first few drives that you guys had where it looked like guys were open short, like within 5-6 yards, maybe out the line of scrimmage, and you kind of put a fastball on them that either sailed over their head too wide. I mean, it was really quick. From, like, the vantage point of further away, it's like, oh, well, just don't throw it as hard. But when you're actually in the situation of the game, I mean, what do you kind of have to tell yourself or think about to take maybe a little bit off some of those?
Yeah, I mean, my mentality in those is to rip the ball, and that's why. You know, I'm not playing timid, and that's why some of those are probably coming in fast, because I'm telling myself just to rip it, you know, play free and let it go. And yeah, I got to adjust, and, you know, I will. I'm going to work on that with those guys, but that's why, you know, some of them came in like that, is I'm trying just to play fast.
What happened on that play where it looked like you might have tweaked your name?
Yeah, and that was something I knew coming in, is, you know, I think it happened earlier in the game as well when I, you know, ran the keeper and threw it away, is, you know, it's going to do that sometimes. You know, it's not fully healed, and we understand that, you know, but I feel good to play, and so that's why I'm playing, and I understand that, you know, sometimes it's going to shift and, you know, stretch it a little bit, but there's no damage that can come from that. So you just got to walk it off and move on, and, you know, I still got to throw that ball away. You know, I let it affect me right there, and I got to just, you know, find a way to get that ball out of my hands.
You mean you should throw it away sooner?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind, you know, extending it to when I did, you know, but but I had tweaked the knee, and then my body kind of just shut down, and I kind of just, you know, forgot about everything that was going on right there because of it. And, you know, I knew that happened sometimes, so I just got to throw the ball away.
Did you think there was a chance you might have to come out of the game?
No.
Zach, what did you see on the interception? You decided to flip it?
Yeah, I knew it was third and long. We had a slant at the top. The corner did a good job just holding on to Keelan. So the C's kind of just parted. I stepped up, and I figured, you know, rather than me, you know, going and running and, you know, getting blasted by somebody or trying to slide, just flip it to my check down in front of me. And, you know, it was just one of those unfortunate things, I think. You know, maybe I should have gotten to him sooner, but Ty was just turning around to try and block for me at that point. You know, I just think it's kind of one of those things, just unlucky sometimes.
Can you talk about the first drive in the second half when you came out and you hit Elijah on the 22 and 16 yards, and just how that seemed to get the momentum going?
Yeah, I mean, those big plays, and, you know, I told the coaches on the sideline, I'm like, even though things are rough, I keep calling it. We're going to be good. I'm going to get into that rhythm, into that flow. And so, you know, you got to be able to just hit that reset button and just say, you know, on to the next play. And so that was the challenge for tonight, is how can I just keep going and keep pushing through. And, you know, we got some good plays there, and Elijah made some great catches, but, you know, we just got to get that going from the beginning. I got to get that going. You know, these guys have showed they can do it, and so it's me. I got to hold myself accountable for the way I start and get those guys going from the beginning.
From your perspective, Zach, it seems like when you're in rhythm, you're seeing and you're trusting it, you're letting it rip, you're very efficient. There's times where you're a little bit hesitant, and that can lead to some issues. What do you think leads to some of the hesitation that pops up at times for you?
Yeah, I just think it's not trusting what I'm seeing sometimes. And, you know, I think I just got to understand it's part of the process of what's going on, and I'm going to keep getting better at it every single week. You know, I'm just as frustrated myself, and, you know, as to why I'm not, you know, just letting it rip and playing efficiently like I have my whole entire life. And so I just got to tell myself it's part of the process, get back to work and keep getting better, and, you know, just understand there's a lot of work to do.
Did the knee bother you at all? Those two times you said you kind of tweaked it, but were you kind of conscious of the knee at all today?
No, not at all. And the reason is because I've knew that in practice, that you know, it's not fully stable, and that's going to happen sometimes. You know, there wasn't any risk of re-injury by doing that kind of stuff, you know. So in my head, I was like, just walk it off. You know, it was just felt a little bit weak at the time, and I knew within just a couple minutes of walking it off, it was going to feel, you know, perfectly fine. So that was kind of what I told the guys, like, you know, I'm good. You know, and then once I go back on the field, I don't even think about it, you know. So I knew it was just kind of one of those things that I have to deal with.
On that 4th and 5 play, obviously, you know, they put the ball back in your hands and you're able to deliver. So what did that mean for you to, you know, coach, put the ball in your hand on 4th and 5 and for you to execute and get the job done?
Yeah, I thought it was a really cool decision by the coaches. You know, I think it means a lot, you know. Even when things aren't going well, they got to understand that, you know, I'm learning, and I'm going to hit the reset button every single play, as far as just, like, you know, have that trust in me, have that trust that I'm going to make the right decisions, you know, even when things haven't gone exactly how I've wanted them to, you know. So I thought that was a, you know, a good growth experience for everybody right there, you know, going forward.
Yeah, how was the operation today? This was the first time for you with Mike upstairs, no Kavanaugh. Just how did it go on the sideline?
Yeah, really smooth. You know, I enjoy working with Rob on the sideline. I think it's just as efficient. I think, you know, Mike probably enjoys being up there more. And so the only issues we had today was just sometimes the headset and the helmet cutting in and out, which, you know, made it difficult to hear the play calls. You know, we tried to figure that out on the sideline. For whatever reason, it was, you know, a little bit, you know, sputtery in and out, you know, as far as just hearing him clearly. You know, I'm not sure what the difficulties were, but just made it tough to get lined up correctly sometimes, you know, hearing the right play calls and things there, but it's something we gotta figure out.
How much did you communicate with Mike during the game?
Yeah, really, it's just, you know, it's the same voice passing through, whether it's Rob telling me, you know, he's communicating with Mike and what they're seeing, what he's thinking. You know, my direct contact of just talking with Mike is just in the headset, you know, as the game is going. You know, so as far as what I'm hearing from all those guys, it's all the same message.
Obviously, you know, you already admitted that you didn't play up to your standards, but what did it mean to have the run game be able to, you know, rush for 157 yards for you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. You saw how it opened everything else up in the play pass and getting guys to step up. And so, you know, it was awesome that those guys were able to come through. Backs are running their butt off. And so, you know, it's nice when you can have that balanced football, you know, that helps each other on both sides. And so, you know, we got to do our part, and I got to do my part to help that even more.
How about a guy like Austin Walter? You know, he's on the practice squad all year and gets his shot, and, you know, he made a couple of key plays. Your perspective?
Yeah, just an awesome dude. He just does things the right way, and I've known this since he's come on campus, as far as just, like, his mindset, the way he approaches the game. you know, he had an amazing camp. I thought, you know, we ended up letting him go after that. He ends up making his return and coming back, and he just is a guy that's going to take advantage of his opportunities. And so I thought he did an awesome job tonight.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.